Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Burrott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. And now, play ball. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Astros. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is hit by the pitch. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bateman moves to second. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bateman scores. Lillis moves to second. It's 5-0, Astros. Galen Cisco now pitching. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Lillis scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 6-0, Astros. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Farrell scores. Spangler moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brahit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brahit hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bateman is hit by the pitch. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a line drive towards short. Brahit reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christopher moves to third. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Hunt steals second. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Hunt scores. It's 7-2, Astros. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Warwick who is chasing the ball. Hicks reaches third base with a triple. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Astros. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spangler moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to home to get Spangler. Runnels moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Burrotite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrotite is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrotite hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0-for-1 in the game. Cisco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Bateman hits a pop-up towards the mound. Cisco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. Snider hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. the Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verratti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman fires to first and picks off Spangler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verratti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-3 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verratti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Burrott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrott is 0-for-2 in the game. Burrott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0-for-2 in the game. Cisco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verratti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-3 in the game. Snider hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Spangler hits a pop-up towards short. Barait settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Fazio now playing second base. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 7, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.